All right, if everyone would give a warm welcome to our governor.
I feel very warm already. Thank you.
Another round of applause.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much. Thanks for letting me join you today. As a new governor in Illinois, I've been in the job about 4 weeks. And like I say, I'm drinking from a fire hose. You know, it's just a lot of activity. We're assembling our team and sorting out the budget and fixing our priorities. The reason I came here is because I care deeply about education. It's one of the primary reasons I decided to run for governor, was the importance of public education. I'm very passionate about it. It's everybody's chance at the American dream and a better life, and it's the way we get a higher quality of life, great careers and opportunities for everybody. So I'm very committed to public education. And as a governor, even though we've got a financial crisis and a budget that's a mess, and we've been cutting school funding for years inside state government, I'm going to find a way to increase state support for education this year and every year going forward. So we put the resources first and foremost into education. And we're going to increase funding support for K-12 education and also early childhood education. And I'm going to make sure we keep resources available also for our community colleges and our vocational training and our job training and technical training, because I think that's very important. I want everybody to be able to choose to go to a four-year college. I want everybody who wants to go to be able to get in, and I want to try to keep college affordable, because that's a big problem in Illinois. Colleges are not very affordable, especially U of I and some others. We're very blessed. We mostly have great schools, but they're not very affordable. And I also want to make sure that for those students who don't want to go to a four-year college, but they have, every student's got great opportunities to have a great career, not just basic minimum wage jobs, but real careers, you know, lab technician or high-tech manufacturing or whatever the sector may be. And we bring vocational training, occupational training more into the high school curriculum, make it available for course credit, and do partnerships between local high schools, local community colleges, and local employers. So there's a real opportunity for folks to learn, get course credit, and be ready to go right in, and when they're 18, 19, 20, you know, have great careers right from the early days. It's very important to me. My wife is the CEO of a national organization called Ounce of Prevention, which is an early childhood education group. It's a not-for-profit that runs child care programs with heavy education component for kids at risk, lower income families. So their children, basically from birth all the way through age five, get reading and the letters, numbers, colors, and a real intellectual development right from birth. So they, when they get to kindergarten, first grade, they're ready to thrive. And the track record of their success has been extraordinary. So they're rapidly growing. I think they're in 27 states. So she and I have moved to Springfield, but she's on the road. I'm on the road coming to, you know, great communities like Lincoln, but she's on the, you know, she's in the air. She's in Washington and Seattle and LA and San Francisco, helping develop early childhood education programs around the United States. So I'm your new neighbor. You know, we moved into the governor's residence a month ago. I call it the big house. It's an honor to be there. I've got to fix it up. It's been a little neglected. A leaky roof and a flooded basement, and the elevator's broken, and the front door doesn't really work, and you know, it's got some fun. And the water, when I turned on the tap to shave the first morning after the inauguration, I got brown water came out, so it's a little, there's some fun. I got to do a little maintenance upgrade, but it's an honor to be there. You know, that belongs to your families. That belongs to all the families of the state. And to me, it's my duty to take care of it and treat it with respect and run the government from there. I grew up in Lake County, up near Wisconsin. My grandparents were dairy farmers in Whitewater, Wisconsin. My dad was an electrical engineer. He worked at Motorola and Schaumburg. My mom was a nurse, and my parents met at the University of Michigan, actually. That's where they met. And when they got married, they moved to the Chicago area. And I grew up, I've lived around kind of the Lake County, northern part of Illinois for pretty much my whole life. We've got six kids who are pretty much grown and gone. We're empty nesters now, so that's one of the reasons my wife let me do this whole political thing. I think you guys know I've never been in office before. I've never run for office. It's a big decision. I'm a venture capitalist. Does anybody know what a venture capitalist is? Yes?
I do.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us?
I think most of the students have heard of the Shark Tank.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank on TV?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I, you know, what I've done for 32 years, that sort of thing. So I helped start and grow and finance companies, mostly technology companies, but all kinds of companies. And I helped start and grow them. I've financed about 450 companies. I did that for 32 years. One of the things I'm proudest of is, you know, who the money that we used to put into these companies. Some of it was money that I made and then put back in, but you know what the vast bulk of the money that, we invested was teachers' retirement money, and police officers' retirement money, and government workers' retirement money. I've been investing pension money primarily in the venture capital business. So I've been working, not many people know this, I've been working for teachers and state employees in Illinois for 30 years, and Wisconsin and Minnesota and New York. And I'm proud to say we've generated about 20% compound annually. Just over doubled the stock market for 30 years. We've done a good job. And that means our teachers in Illinois can have a better retirement, and our police officers can have a better retirement. I'm very, very honored by that. And I you know what brought me into politics? I'm asked this all the time. I say, why you run for governor? This was never my life plan. This was not on my agenda. But many of the companies that I helped start were leaving Illinois because our regulations and our taxes aren't very welcoming to business. And also, I'm very passionate about education, and I want parents, especially low-income parents, to have choices. So I've been, my wife and I have donated to charter schools and teacher training and principal development and all kinds of programs to get more school choice, especially in lower-income communities where there's a little lack of options. And we weren't making enough progress, and I got frustrated that our education system in Illinois wasn't the best in America. I want us to have the best schools in every neighborhood in America. There's no reason we can't. So I said, you know what, I know I can improve the business climate. I know I can help improve public education. And the folks who've been running Springfield, I just was frustrated. I just didn't think we were going the right direction, so I decided to run. Everybody told me, Bruce, you're nuts. My wife said, you're nuts. And my wife's a big Democrat. I'm a Republican. My wife's a Democrat. I said, you know what, the good Lord didn't make us Democrats or Republicans. Made us, you know, his image to do his work and make the world a better place. That's my view. And most of my friends are Democrats. It's okay, you know. Partisan management and leadership is not partisan. It's good government and getting results. And I was honored to work hard and run and win. And now I'm very pumped up because I'm working for you. I'm working for your families. And what a privilege to work for the people of Illinois, and a privilege to have my one goal in life is to improve the quality of life for the families here. What a great, like, how could it be better? It's like I'm very blessed. I've got the best job in the world. And I'm not taking a salary or a pension or anything. I'm working because I love the state. This is my chance. I believe, as the Bible says, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48, to whom much has been given, from whom much is expected in return. I've done well. This is my chance to give back. And I'm just going to work my tail off and try to, make Illinois the best. I want us to be the best state. Best schools, strongest economy. So whatever you guys choose to do, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a lab technician, you want to be a teacher, anything you want, I want to make sure you can do it in Illinois and have a great career in Illinois and have maximum opportunity in Illinois for yourself, your family. That's it. That's what I'm focused on. So I'm very gratified. You know, the first thing I've got to do is assemble a talented team. So I'm recruiting people from around. Nothing in life gets done by one person. It gets done by teams of people. You guys know that. And so we're trying to assemble the most talented team of people ever been assembled to turn a state around. And I'm very gratified. People are coming from all over Illinois to come join us. Many of them are not even going to take salaries. They're doing it because they love Illinois like I do. We're also recruiting folks from other states who've turned their states around. Folks are coming from Indiana to help. I've got the former governor of Hawaii. She's brilliant. She's moving. I don't know why she'd leave Hawaii, but she's leaving Hawaii. And she's wanted to move here, move to Springfield. She grew up around St. Louis. And she'll move to Springfield, and she'll help. She's run state government for years. She's very bright, very creative. We got the former COO, Chief Operating Officer of Georgia, who wants to move here and help turn Illinois around, because Georgia had a lot of challenges we've got, and they made big, innovative, creative things. So we got a really talented team of folks. The vast majority of them are educators and business leaders and government leaders from around Illinois. And I'm very gratified. It's good. It's a great team we've got together. So right now, I'm very focused on our budget, which is a mess. And I'm very focused on traveling. I will get very involved. All the schools in central Illinois, I've been very involved personally in the schools around Chicago area because that's where I've mostly been living. Now I'm living here. I'm your neighbor just down the road, and I'll be here a lot. I'm going to get very involved in schools. I'm going to donate. I've done well financially, and I can't take it with me when I pass away. I told my six kids they're not going to inherit. I'm going to be giving it back in the community. And I'll be donating for programs in schools and to help support teachers. I'm a big teacher's advocate. My view is the only job that's more important in America than being a great teacher is being a great parent. And I want to support our teachers in every way I can. So I'm honored to be here. I'm here just to say hi, to listen and learn with you guys, let you know that you're important. Thank you for your dedication to your education. Thank you for supporting your teachers and taking your schooling seriously. I know when I was in high school, I guess I was a rebellious teenager. And sometimes I take a class, I'm like, where is this going? You know, why am I taking this class? And what's my future? And You know what? In the end, it's not so much about what the specific subject matter is as much as it's learning how to work with others and learning how to think and solve problems. And that's what comes out of it. Sometimes you'll get frustrated. I know I was. You know, this class or that class. In the end, it's the process itself and developing your own brain, your own thinking ability. That's what really matters. Because then you can go on to choose whatever career you want for yourself. And I just want you guys to have great options here. So that's why I'm here. Thank you for your time. Now, I think we have time to do Q&A. Do we have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have questions? Yes.
All right. So this is about education. You said on your website, education spending must be reprioritized. Our tax dollars go to the front lines of the education battlefield, and that's the classroom. And I want to know how you plan on continuing to fund education in schools across Illinois despite having an unbalanced budget.
Yeah, right.
And do you think more tax money needs to be invested in education spending, especially since I know you claim that you want top technology, top teachers, and world-class education in the classroom? And do you think that funding our future is like the key to our success, our generation's success after high school, whether it's college or vocational training?
The answer is absolutely. To me, there's nothing more important that we do together as a community than education. It's the most important thing we do. Because our intellectual ability is what drives our quality of life and our economy and everything, our competitive everything. And you look at every challenge we've got, poverty, crime, unemployment, you pick your challenge. Maybe education's not the sole solution to the problem, but it's a core component of the solution. So what do? We have a huge financial crisis in Illinois. We have unbalanced budgets, debt deficits. You don't have to leave, do we? Not a fire alarm. I've got a problem. I'll fix it. It's going to take some hard work. But we spend about $35 billion as a state every year of general revenue, not counting special purpose one. $35 billion is a lot of money. And that belongs to you. That's your money. That's your family's money. And I'm just going to move education up in the priority of the spending. We've been cutting education funding for a long time, and I just want to move it up so it's not being cut. In fact, it's the number one priority, and we actually increase it. So it's at the top of the heap, not in the middle where it's being cut.
So you're going to add more to that?
Mm-hmm. Even though we got a crisis, I'm going to increase. I'm going to add to state support. You know, we're dead last. We're 50 out of 50 states dead last for state support of education. It's ridiculous. There's no excuse. Education's so important. My view, and again, there's many good people in politics, but my view is politicians who have wanted to raise taxes have used education as the excuse. Cut education funding and say, I guess we got to raise taxes. They didn't have to cut the education budget, but they know everybody wants better schools and they want money for the schools, so that's what puts pressure on to raise taxes. We put the lottery into Illinois saying it was going to go to schools. It didn't really go to schools. We've done a lot of things that, to fail. I'll tell you, I'm a data guy. I like to know. I'm a numbers guy. I was a science guy and a math guy when I was your age. We've had 275,000 people in Illinois leave who could choose to leave over the last 12 years, net, and they've moved. We are one of the states with the most out migration. We lost more population last year than any state in America. No reason for that. We have the hardest working people in America, the most fertile farms in America, the best location of any state in America, but our taxes and our regulation and our corruption in our government pushing people away. And you know what, that's the equivalent of Springfield, Decatur, and Champaign disappearing over the last 10 years, whatever it's been. If we don't change that, nothing else will really get dealt with, because we won't have the money to fund your schools. We won't have the money to fund health care, especially for lower income families who are disadvantaged. We won't have the money to pay for our pensions, so we've got to change that. And I'm going to be pro-growth, pro-job creation to fix that so we can have a rising tide for all folks. Yes, sir.
First of all, your appointment of Craig Lindvall to the Illinois State Board of Education was a phenomenal choice.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear you. Thank you.
We actually are starting the CEO, the Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities class next year here.
Good. Great.
So my question is, what can you and the legislator do to relieve schools of unfunded mandates?
Great question. So do you guys know what a mandate is? Basically, it's a requirement, a statement. You have to do this. In Illinois, we have a tremendous number, more than most states. We have a lot of things where the state government says, you as a school district, you have to do this and this and this and this. I think there's 280 unfunded mandates. And most times, if you say you have to do this, that costs money to go do whatever it is. But the state doesn't give the school districts money when they say you have to go do these things. So it ends up costing your families and your local property taxes and in your cost of living for your families more money by these unfunded mandates. And I'm going to work very hard with the State Board of Ed and local officials to cut dramatically, as much as I can, cut back on what's called unfunded mandates, meaning regulations or forced things that you have to do at your local school district that isn't paid for any other source. You just have to find out a way, some way to do it without getting resources and support. So that's a big priority for us. Any other questions? Yes?
Could you address the public aid system and how it has been
abused? Yeah, public aid includes many things. There's our Medicaid program, which is very large and very expensive. It's a huge budget line item, very many billions. And then there's all kinds of human services, health and human services support for lower income families, vulnerable, disabled, those with developmental disabilities. You know, I believe you can judge a community by how well that community takes care of its most vulnerable, its most disadvantaged citizens. And I think we should have a good social services safety net. I think we should have a good Medicaid program. Ours, from what I can tell, and the stories and the anecdotes I've heard, ours is not very well run. It's inefficient, very bureaucratic, has some fraud and waste and abuse in it. And that's not fair to the taxpayers, and it's not fair to the folks who are entitled to receive the support and deserve our support. So we've got a lot to sort out there. We're trying to recruit the leaders to have them head up each department in Health and Human Services, the Department of Children and Family Services, and the Medicaid program, et cetera. We're assembling those folks now. We've assembled a number of folks who come in, and they're wonderful. We've got more to find. But we've got to come up with ways that we can provide the services while also finding ways to save taxpayer money, because our tax burden is already very high in Illinois, especially our property taxes. Us in New Jersey are the highest property taxes in America. And it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that us in New Jersey are tied for being the most out-migration. More people leave Illinois and New Jersey than anywhere. So we've got to figure out how to bring that down while also providing the services that our most vulnerable families need. So that's a balancing act. That's what you get elected to do, is to figure that out and do it well, and I'm going to do my darndest. I'm doing my budget address next week, February 18th. So it's also my birthday. It's a heck of a birthday present. But it's you know, getting a balanced budget. And we haven't had a truly balanced budget in Illinois for years and years. For years, we just didn't pay into the pensions as a way to balance the budget. That's not honest. That's not fair to the retirees and the workers. That's not fair. It's not fair to anybody. So we got a lot to fix. And we've had out-of-control deficits for years, and I've got to overcome that. Means I've got to probably spend more than I would otherwise have to just to pay the old debts off. We have, I think it's $6.8 billion of what they call unpaid bills, which basically means we ask social service agencies and other providers of government service to do a service for us, for the government, and then we just don't pay. And we wait months and months to pay, and a lot of those bills are accruing 12% interest. So your family is paying 12% interest on the unpaid bills. That interest cost is money right out of your parents' paychecks, and it's money right out of your schools and other sources. So I've got to fix that. It's a mess. And I'm not going to be Mr. Popularity when I talk about the solutions for a while. Everybody's going to be cranky at me. But we're going to, you know, we'll get it fixed and get it turned around right so it's run right.
Yes, sir? Question, maybe?
Okay.
Back to education,
You said how important it is. Do you have any specific ideas for making it easier for middle-class families, like most of us in here, to afford a college education?
Yeah, well, see, that's a great question. So there's a couple things. There's a whole bunch of solutions. I've got to that, but two biggies. We have cut back dramatically on state support for higher education. We do less state support for higher ed, our state schools, to the U of I and Illinois State and SIU, than most other states. That causes them to have less resources and causes tuition to get forced up. So I want to try to change that. But also, our universities, and this is a common problem, although Illinois is a little bit worse at this, a lot of the money spent in our university system goes to what I call overhead, and business overhead. It's the administrative cost. It's the layers of bureaucracy. It's not in the classroom with the students, with the teachers and the researchers and the professors. It's into, you know, layers of administration, layers of stuff, and office overhead. And we all want to work with the universities to try to reduce that. The numbers I've seen in Illinois, is a general rule of thumb is every dollar that gets spent in education, about 50 cents of it goes to stuff, and 50 cents gets in the classroom with the teachers. I want the teachers to have great salaries and to be supported in the classroom, and to try to reduce the money that goes out for other things, and as a way to help bring down the cost so the tuition cost isn't so high. And then I've also got some ideas on low interest student loans to help pay. There's also some programs available from the federal government where they are subsidizing students, especially actually any student, but who goes to community college. There's some money available, and it basically is grants to help support that. And I've got some plans on how we can tap into that more than we're doing in Illinois to help our lower income families who are struggling to pay the cost of higher education. So, hey, how many? Just a quick show of hands. So, you guys are told. So, your government class, you know, government class, and you also economics class. Is that? Are those separate classes or are they combined?
Separate.
Okay, so you're kind of half and half. Some are in government, some are in economics. Okay, great. Great. Well, thank you. I hope some of you go into public service someday. You know, I've never done it. I have to say it's very it's a big honor, and it's very motivating. I think it's a good way to give back and be a public servant. I encourage you to think about it. It's a noble calling. We need good, talented people who will be public servants. And I was a scientist, I was a biologist, I was an environmentalist in high school and early college, and then I took an economics class. I'd never taken one before college. I took it several years, and I took economics and said, wow, this is what makes the world go round. I never you know, I ended up majoring in economics after thinking that I was going to be a microbiologist and a geneticist, which is what I thought I was going to be. And then I went to business school, and then I went into business to help you start companies. So that's what you can find your way. I mean, I bounced around. What's interesting, I want you for you guys to have a great education and you be able to choose what your life's calling is. And have great opportunities, and that's my goal. Motivation. I'm very excited to do that. So, thank you for your time.
Pictures.
It's great. Oh, good to pictures.
Yeah, we do.
I love doing selfies. So, if you guys want to do selfies, I'm a big selfie. Oh, like the last 2 years, I probably averaged about 80 selfies a day for 2 years. Happy. Maybe we can do a group shot.
Yeah, we can do whatever they'd like.
Okay.
We've got about 5 minutes. So.
Thank you for your time.